The views and opinions expressed here are not necessarily those of Three Sons, Dogs, and Suds.
Hey, everybody, this is Sick Puppy.
This is Father Spoon.
And we are here at our local beer shop doing a on-site beer review, testing out the new equipment.
Drinking lots of beer.
Outside of the SIDT studios. And this is our test run to be doing live reviews from different locations.
I do have to say this is pretty cool because it is a mobile unit that Sick Puppy here has thrown together for us. You got the laptop, you got the mixing board.
It's a lot to carry. Of course, I've seen worse, so this isn't too bad.
And I think we've already chased away two people that wanted to come back here and sit by us.
It's not like we're a band or anything.
We don't have groupies yet. Well, as far as I know, we don't have groupies.
Wow, that'd be great. I think. I don't know. What's your warm-up beer, Spoon?
Let's see. So far today, I've had the Peach Wicked Ale, just the basic Wicked Ale. I'm going to go for something nice and summery to start the evening. Because I know later on this evening, I'm going to be having some steaks and salmon and stuff like that. So I thought I'd start with something a little bit lighter. It's got like a nice ruby brown ale. That's what they call it. Exceptionally smooth. I've never really drank much peach before. I had one of their summer ales.
I like their stuff. It's pretty decent.
It's not bad.
Except for the fruity styles that they have. I don't really care for them, but I think that's all across the board for me. Not a big fan of that at all. But I'm drinking the Mojo India Pale Ale from Boulder.
It's Boulder Brewing, one of my favorite breweries, because they make that wonderful Killer Penguin.
Killer Penguin, man. The best, worst barley wine ever.
Absolutely. Started out with so much promise and then just kicked me in the nuts and walked away.
Which one do you like better, though, the Killer Penguin or the Talon?
Killer Penguin. Talon just didn't have any taste to it.
That ain't saying much either because they're both pretty bad.
And he still has to drink his.
Yeah, I have a bottle of the Talon at home. It was on sale here at Three Sons, Dogs, and Suds, and I figured, you know, for $3, I'll give it a shot.
They still have a couple beers left of this?
Yeah.
Oh, I might have to pick one up for the road and keep it in my basement.
Keep it in your cellar.
I want to see what happens when you age those things.
Let the crap ferment and see what happens. Get better with age, I hope.
Well, supposedly that's the truth behind it, is that most of those barley wines are supposed to get better with age.
So they should keep them in their own damn warehouse until they're ready to be drank.
For 10 years. Do us all a favor.
No doubt.
Well, they have a Sierra Nevada barley wine over there.
I know, yeah.
They might have to go try that one next. Just kind of hanging out.
Trying some beers. I like this.
A few hot dogs already.
Yeah, they have a plethora of hot dogs on their menu.
A plethora.
And I just went for the traditional tonight.
Heffy, what is a plethora?
Plethora of hot doggage.
Heffy, if you don't know what a plethora is, why would you say I have one? I love that movie.
I'm chasing it down with a little IPA. It's actually pretty good. It's sweet.
That's you know, for an IPA.
Typically hoppy. Yeah, it's not bad at all, man.
Right next to us is a sign for the Yuengling Brewery, which is the oldest one in, basically in America. Not North America, because then we got those Canadians up there, but we don't count them. I just saw a story where Yuengling basically supposedly backed out of buying Rolling Rock.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say Rolling Rock. Backed out of getting Latrobe
Brewery. Latrobe Brewery, yeah.
There was them and
Sam Adams backed out as well.
Sierra Nevada did too.
Oh, really? I didn't know they were in the ballgame there.
I don't think too many people did, but then again, who knows what the trip's going to report, too.
I hear there's still somebody looking at it, but...
Yeah, there could be.
Who knows?
I'm going to go find something else to get...
Are you done with your Pete's Wicked already?
I'm getting there.
Ain't going to make me chug my mojo. So how's that going down fast?
Oh, it goes down smooth.
Does it?
Yeah, it's not too bad at all.
Spoon kind of laid that one back quick.
Anxious.
Yeah. Well, Spoon, go get us a couple of beers, man. Surprise me.
What do you need me for?
Whatever. Just throw one at me, man. Do you want to do the same together, I guess?
Yeah.
So we can... Yeah. Spoon will be right back. Father Spoon just showed up with a rogue dead guy ale. I think redemption is near. But, all right, man. You ready to try the dead guy? For a second time?
Hold on 1 second. I did grab the right one, didn't I? Yeah.
Yep.
And For once, you will not hear the government warning about your liquors.
Dead Guy Ale, Rogue, Oregon Brewed.
You guys have already heard all the stories before. This is my redemption beer.
This is sampling number two. We'll see how this goes. Cheers. Much better.
That is a lot better.
Yes.
Yeah, that definitely does not taste like the last one that we had.
I think we may have gotten a bad bottle the last time. Or a bad batch,
wow.
I should say. We got two
that
bottles.
Has a lot of flavor to it.
Yeah, it's good, man. I knew I liked this before.
The problem is last time, too, that we had a 22-ounce bottle.
Yeah, well, you had two of them, though.
That's true, too.
That's what concerned me.
Drive a car, operate machinery.
Machinery. So what do you think, Spoon? Are we redeemed on the dead guy?
Not yet.
No?
I got to drink a little bit more.
Undecided?
I got to drink more.
First taste not good enough for you? Is that what it is?
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Wait, you get to all the answers at the bottom of that bottle before you decide?
Yeah. I'm just trying to find my niche with this beer.
I like it, man. I mean,
I should have had a couple other warm-ups with this.
This actually makes me feel good because I knew I liked this before. And I was hoping my taste didn't change that much. It's a decent beer. I forget what style this is, though. Do you remember?
Yeah, bad. That was pretty much it last time. Something else more. Actually, this bottle is a lot different than the 22-ounce that they have. It's a different design on it. The 22-ounce has more of a Grateful Dead look to it.
It's the same.
It's still the same guy sitting on top of a barrel.
Yeah.
Looking like he's cold. Doesn't have any clothes on. So it's probably middle of winter. It's Oregon.
I never thought of it that way.
He probably died of pneumonia.
He's freezing.
It actually looks like there's a statue up in Erie at the art museum that looks almost
like, looks like that.
Like this, but he doesn't have as big of hair. He's not holding the beer. We call it the guy freezing. Mostly because it snows up in Erie, you know,
yeah.
Like 9 months out
it's
of the year.
It's always frigid up there. I would say 10. I don't know, Spoon. Okay, I think I'm redeemed. I like this dead guy.
Hold on.
Tastes damn good to me.
Those are usually short anyways.
This is our first public broadcast, so I've had to keep my mouth shut.
That's because we don't want to piss off management.
Yeah. That, and, you know, tame my profanity levels.
Yeah.
Which can only be a good thing, I guess.
All of us.
Yeah, dude, I like this beer. We're drinking it out of the 12-ounce bottles this time, so.
What surprises me, though, is a lot of breweries have their websites listed on their bottles now, and this one doesn't.
We're reviewing this Rogue Dead Guy for the second time. Our first round, we hated it.
It was pretty bad when we had that.
I hated this the last time we tried it, and I've had this years ago, and I loved it, so I don't know what the heck was wrong. But this batch I like, so may have been just our mood. I don't know.
It's fruity.
Must not have been a good day for Dead Guy.
Is it never a good day for a dead guy?
It's never a good day for a dead guy. All right, well, Spoon's going to get us some new beers, and I have no idea what he's going to get. This could be dangerous. I have with me Bill, one of the
Sons.
Sons.
Yeah,
I was going to say owners.
Don't say owner, because I'm
one of the Sons from Three Sons Dogs and Suds, our favorite local beer shop in Wexford, PA. And he's going to, well, at least I'm going to make him talk about the shop. So how long have you guys been open?
We've just reached our 13th month. We celebrate our one-year anniversary at the end of May.
And with Chimay.
With Chimay. That's a hell of a sampling. Chimay,
yeah.
Chimay beer and Chimay cheese. You can't ask for more
free
than
Chimay
that.
Free Chimay and free Chimay cheese, man.
You know, and
couldn't beat it.
But, you know, so we had that first year, which is usually the year most small businesses kind of go under.
Yeah.
And
glad to see you're still here.
Exactly. Hey, so are we, you know.
Especially when we just discovered you guys maybe, 2 months ago?
Yeah. And we cleared the hurdle, and, you know, and what a great time to clear the hurdle. Summer's here.
Yeah, exactly.
It's beer drinking weather.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's always beer drinking weather. Shouldidrinkthat.com.
Yeah. Well, it's beer drinking weather for the average man.
For the others.
For the other man out there. Not the neophyte drinker.
For the people with healthy livers.
Or that.
Yeah.
Or that. But so it's been doing well. We've been continually increasing our variety and our stock line. We started out doing a lot more six packs in the coolers and have kind of backed off because people wanted to do individual bottle
single
mixing.
Bottles, yeah.
And
it's got good experimentation value that way.
It's got fantastic value. And the number one problem, I think, is most people being harassed by these archaic beer laws in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Me and Spoon bitch about that all the time.
I mean, these guys come in here and they go, oh, I can buy a six-pack. Okay, yeah. You can put six different bottles. I can do what? I can put six different bottles in a six-pack? Well, yeah.
Yeah, pick and choose, man.
Is that legal?
What makes us mad is, you know, we have friends of ours from out of state that do the same thing we do here at Should I Drink That? And they're always trading beers back and forth through mail.
Oh, yeah.
We can't do that.
Don't mail
it's
your beer
PA.
In Pennsylvania. Don't mail your... Well...
Wine's okay, but beer's not. I never understood that.
You can mail your beer... Just
if
don't
you
tell them
label it liquid bread,
exactly,
that's the way to do it.
Exactly. Just don't tell them it's beer. You can mail it. And I don't understand that because in Pennsylvania you can join a beer of the month club.
Oh, can you? I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can join a beer of the month club. You can have it sent in, but you can't buy it and send it out.
Me and Spoon are thinking about getting a P.O. box in Ohio.
Just something right over the borderline, not too far away. Skip out there and pick something up.
It's still legal, and we're still getting, you know, little home brews from our friends out in California. Clark.
But, it's a wheat beer.
Yeah, Spoon just brought me back a Hefeweizen UFO Harpoons Unfiltered offering, and he knows I don't like a wheat beer, so we'll see how this one goes. I haven't found one I liked yet, anyway. I'll say that.
You haven't found one wheat beer you liked?
No.
Not one?
Not one.
I know you didn't like the pyramid I gave you.
It was, it wasn't
the
bad.
The apricot wheat? The apricot
the pyramid I had was the IPA.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the pyramid wheat beer there.
Didn't have that one.
Their apricot wheat. Well, you don't like flavored beers, if I recall.
No, but I did. Last time I was here, I tried the Dogfish apricot.
Yeah, the Aprahop.
Yeah, the Aprahop. And I have to say, I'll admit it, it wasn't that bad.
Well, it was. That's a hoppier beer. I mean, you're
yeah,
a hoppy
yeah.
Beer
I'm into the IPA kind of stuff anyway.
But
but you can still taste that apricot, aftertaste to it.
It's not an aftertaste.
But it wasn't strong, which I love, man.
Yeah, it's not an aftertaste in the pyramid.
No.
Apricot wheat beer. As a matter of fact, it's right out front, tip of your tongue. Apricot.
In your face, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, it's still got the lightness of a traditional wheat
does
beer.
Does it?
So, you know, it's probably relevant to Coors Light for most other people. The lightness in flavor, you know, it's not a heavy beer at all.
Right.
But it's definitely got a very noticeable apricot flavor to it. So it's been popular for those people who like flavored beers and wheat beers.
Well, Bill, how do you feel about the UFO?
I am not a wheat beer drinker, so you're on the
He's ragging on me, and he hates it, too. What's up with that?
What do you want with this? A slice of orange.
No, Spoon wants me to put a slice of orange in my wheat beer Hefeweizen.
It's one of those beers after I drank, I'm like,
I'm so against that, because you know what? My theory is, if you have to add something to beer to make it taste good, what the hell you doing anyway? Yeah,
exactly.
Just stop drinking it.
If you need
disguise the flavor, you know?
If you need to add, flavor to give it flavor, then you got a problem.
Spoon just said, I paid for this, drink it, so I guess I got to drink it.
Actually, if you don't like it, I'll slam it.
No. What's the rule at SIDT? If I don't like it, guess what happens? Now I got to chug it.
And get rid of it fast.
So damn it, I better like this.
Yeah, but see, my wife's picking me up, so it's okay if I chug it.
Oh, sick puppy's got to brave the cops on the way home. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, and you guys came in at just the right time because they were in for lunch earlier, so.
Hey, can we flash our
I'm going to have to call ahead next time, Bella. Are the cops there? Call me back when they leave. I'll be right over.
I'm just working my way through 80 beers. It's okay.
Yeah, speaking of the passport, Bill, you want to tell the people about the beers from around the world Passport Club?
Absolutely. It's not an uncommon...
While I drink this stuff?
While you slam your UFO?
Let me sample this, and he'll blather about the passport.
I'm going to give you a little play-by-play on the face-making, though, because...
Snort it!
Not overly... Oh, never mind. Yeah.
See, it's got that aftertaste I hate. It's that bitterness to it, I think, is what kills me on these.
Maybe I'm just
on crack.
It has a distinct wheat taste to it.
Yeah, it's just I don't like that bitey aftertaste.
It
reminds me of a fancy Molson. God, I can't believe I just said that. But anyway, Bill, go ahead and talk about the Passport Club.
Yeah, it's not an uncommon idea in a lot of places that serve a variety of beers, but not an uncommon idea in situations where bars or bottle shops have a lot of beer. We decided to put a kind of world tour of beers,
right,
including microbrews in the United States, because we don't want to cheat out a lot of good domestic microbrews out there.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
And some breweries throughout the world, some good, some not. I'm not going to lie to you. But we did it in terms.
I'm about halfway through my list, so I know exactly what he's talking about. But that's all right.
But we're giving people an opportunity to expand their beer horizons,
right,
for free. You know,
yeah.
You come on in, you sign up a piece of paper, we'll give you a little passport and an itinerary of 80 places to visit. We decided to go with breweries rather than beers because we figured making you choke down 80 was bad enough. We would give you at least the
opportunity to
pick out a variety in there. So. You come
great.
In and you stamp it out. We're in the process of working on our Wall of Fame plaque right now. We've got the first four entrants to complete their 80 cycle already. And
well, hopefully me and Spoon will be 5 and 6.
You guys are working your way there. You guys are pretty close. You got another couple weeks at least.
Well, you know, if you gave us free beer, it'd be a lot quicker.
Yeah, I'm sure it would be. I'm sure it would be. It'd be a lot faster for everybody that way, too.
Just kidding, man. I think we pretty much pay his rent here. We come here so much.
That's okay. We don't mind. But, yeah, at the end of it all, we got the plaque going up on the wall.
And what else do you get?
We got these fantastic T-shirts here.
Three Sons, Dogs, and Suds Passport Club T-shirts, man.
Passport Club T-shirt, or if you're not a T-shirt fan, we did some golf shirts as well.
Right.
So
polo.
Absolutely. If you're a stylish individual, you might want a polo shirt. If you're a beer drinker like the rest of us, come on and get a T-shirt.
Yeah, I'm white trash. I'm all about the T-shirt, man.
That's right.
Sick Puppy's going for the T-shirt.
We were one step away from getting wife beaters, but...
I would have so gotten one of those.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah, that's all right. Wife beater's not a bad term.
You can wear it while you're drinking your Red Stripe.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, it's a great program. We got over 200 people signed up for it now.
I'll just put on the wife beater Three Sons shirt when I'm drinking that Moosehead that was on the list.
You're done with it, aren't you?
Yeah, I got it over with. I should shut up, huh?
And you discovered that you didn't like it, didn't you? That was kind of the idea behind
the process. I knew I didn't like it from the beginning. I was like, dude, there's Moosehead on here.
I didn't like it.
Uh-huh.
I knew back in 1995 I didn't like it. But I'll do it again.
Well, how many places in Canada do
you know,
I have
you
to
should
get
really,
to
now? Really replace that with Grizzly.
I don't have Grizzly.
That a boy.
Make it difficult for me to...
Little joke there. Don't do that.
There's
actually only one Canadian brewery I actually really love is the Unibrew. Unibrow, however you pronounce that.
I think it's Unibrew.
Unibrew.
Unibrow is a girl that you don't want to take home to mom. Unibrow
Yeah. All right, so what did we cover, Bill?
We've covered the Passport Club.
A little short history. What got you guys into the business, I should say?
A long tradition of beer in the family.
It was a beer distributor
not
in the
just
family?
Consuming, yeah, not just consuming. Actually, we had a great uncle, great aunt, whatever it was, that owned a tavern on the north side in Pittsburgh. And then my grandmother.
Good uncle to have.
Absolutely. My grandmother actually opened up our beer distributor that we had up on Spring Hill on the north side, which she sold
Spring
to my
Hill
father.
Is where?
Spring Hill's on the north side, kind of across from Troy Hill, if you're familiar.
Yeah, if you're local.
If you're local, you'll get it. If not,
yeah, forget about it.
But
Google map it.
Exactly.
That's the best way to find it.
Gotcha.
Exactly. But we had a beer distributor up there for quite a long time. My father took it over from my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say in the late 80s when the beer world started to get into business and it looked like that was going to be the end of the small businessman.
Yeah. Save on beer, beer world,
exactly,
the big warehouse
exactly.
guys. Yeah.
He got smart. He sold out. He said, you know.
Yeah, I mean, hey.
These guys are coming in with large volume and putting a killing on the prices, and they just can't compete with that.
I mean, I love Save on Beer, man.
Well, there you, so, and that's exactly
no
what
offense
I'm
there,
about.
Brother. You know, yeah, but
from
they've treated me well over the years.
From that point, he left, sold it, and went to be a sales representative for Pittsburgh Brewing Company.
Nice.
And
so they couldn't pay their water bill.
Well, I think he worked even through that period for a while. But worked for Pittsburgh Brewing Company as a domestic and then an international sales manager. Got quite a bit of experience moving product along. And, and you know, hey, if you can sell Iron City internationally, you know you got to be good at what you're doing. So.
Yeah, definitely.
But
I think he's trying to say something there.
Well, there's probably a little bit of bitterness here after.
I know. As a local thing, man, I love Iron City.
Well, you know
it's just
a little bitterness after all those years of faithful service, and then somebody kind of kicks you out the door, but that's another story.
Like Rolling Rock?
Something like that. Something very close to that. But anyway, moved his way on from there after they moved him out, more or less.
Yeah.
Went to work for A.M. Lutheran Distributing, a mm-hmm. wholesaler, one of our wholesalers here. And while he was with A.M. Lutheran, he saw the need, the niche market for bottle shops in Pittsburgh.
Right.
And the time, he did not have or opted not to make the capital investment in the business because he got picked up by an oil company doing international sales for an oil company because mm-hmm. he had that experience in international
right.
business.
Yeah.
And so he gave the plan to the owner of D's, and that's how D's Bottle Shop came to be.
Oh, really?
The original business plan.
That's a little bit of history I did not know.
Yeah, the original business plan was written by my father here, and at that time he was interested in doing something. He gave him the business plan, and they kind of based their business off of his business plan for that
time.
That's
great, man.
So here it is, you know, 12, 15 years later. Mm-hmm. He is another company had said, thank you for 12 years of loyal service. No. Hit the bricks.
Yeah.
And
I know that feeling.
Yeah. And
I've been there. Yeah.
And the sad point is that he, you know, he's in an age where he's not considered marketable. You know,
he's close
to retirement, even though he's got a lot of experience and a lot of intelligence. Younger crowd's coming in, and who wants to hire somebody that's, you know,
hey,
three
I'm
steps
old.
Away
I'm,
from
I'm there.
So
I got to worry about that myself.
He decided at this point in his life that he's just going to follow through and make this shop happen.
Yeah,
and
which I'm glad he did.
As are a lot of people here. You know, it's a great area out here. You know,
yeah,
it's a decent amount of traffic coming down 19.
Definitely,
and,
it's a short trip home for me,
which makes it convenient for you and a lot of people.
Exactly,
well, and
convenient for me and safe for others.
That's right. And I think the objective for all of us is to get this business up and running and. You know, make a name of it, and then try and do some in other areas of the city,
right?
Because there's still a large portion of Pittsburgh, Allegheny County that's not served by businesses of this kind,
right?
You can go to a bar and buy a six pack, but you're going to get a six pack of Budweiser, whatever.
Sick puppy just cringed.
Yeah,
well,
but
football beer,
exactly.
Football
but
beer,
but you're not going to be able to roll in and pick up six different bottles or
right,
you know,
yeah, and
mix
can't
and match.
Mix and match,
so,
right?
It's a great idea for a shop. It was a long time in coming, and people just...
Hey, I tell you what, we're glad you're here, man.
You saw the need for it and made it happen. So.
We wish you well, man. I hope you got many more years of this.
I hope so, too. I mean, I can only be bitch-free labor for so long, but, you know, I'm looking to I'm looking to make an investment out of it.
Definitely.
If I could be a financial investor, my time is an investment.
Look at the bright side, man. You know, look at all the beers you've tried and processed.
Well, I will tell you that... opening the business has opened my eyes as well to a variety of beers. I was
really
I was a domestic micro drinker. You know, even
you were a football beer guy before this.
Yeah, not overly, but yeah.
Right.
You know, I was kind of stuck in the range of Newcastle Nut
Browns,
you know, I like Yingling. If I was going to buy a case of beer, just something to drink
all
the time.
Yeah.
But coming home kind of turned me into a beer snob.
Yeah.
You know, opening the business.
Well, you know what? I thought I was a beer snob until I hit the barley wines.
Wow.
I just can't do it.
I was going to say, I haven't reached that level of snobbishness yet. Then
there's only one I've actually liked is the Blithering Idiot.
No Old Crustacean? Didn't like the Old Crustacean?
Did we have that spoon?
No,
Rogue Extreme Series, Old Crustacean?
No, is that the one in the OSX?
Yeah.
No, I have not had
that. That's the one in the highly overrated expensive bottle.
Yeah.
Sorry to the fine folks at Rogue, but it's really...
I'm already crappy on the barley wine, so I didn't want to pay the, you know...
Sierra Nevada Bigfoot? Didn't like the Bigfoot?
You don't have...
I got a couple
do you
bottles
have it
left.
Here?
I got two bottles left.
You want to try that tonight, Spoon? We can redeem
know.
Ourselves on the barley wine.
I don't know if they're cold right now, but you might be able to take them home with you.
Hmm.
I had two bottles that I pulled out in order to make room for other seasonal stuff. I think I still got them left.
Really?
I don't know. After my liver actually yelled at me last time...
Well, I still got a ball of Talon to drink.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I hear that's not healthy. Spoon hated it. His wife hated it. And if I don't like it, I got to chug it, so...
Yeah, no, I snobbed into Belgian triples instead.
Did you?
Yeah, I had a friend introduce me to Belgian beers, and actually got into Castile.
Yeah.
And Castile triple has become, you know, really one of my favorite
right.
beers. If speaking I got to buy a beer, that's the one I'm going to buy.
Speaking of Belgian beers, your next beer tasting or sampling is from Belgium, correct?
Our next beer sampling is Belgian.
Lambics?
Yeah. Probably traditional beer lovers probably won't
right,
enjoy it so much
right.
because it's...
And God forbid, I'm going to get yelled at for this, but it's a chick beer.
Our wives will like it.
Well, there's
yes.
there's no question about the fact that probably a larger percentage of the population that drinks it is female.
Well,
there
I
are
think,
some guys
you know, the bonus about coming to next week's beer tasting, there's going to be a lot of chicks here.
But one of the other things a lot of people do is they'll top their wheat beers off.
with some of the lambics, especially really? For a while. Yeah, they'll get a wheat beer top it off with the lambics.
Sick Puppy's hardcore, man. I know I hate the lambics, but damn if I'm not going to show up and try one and find out if I like it or not.
Buy a wheat beer, you can top it off and find out how much of a beer snob you really
It's like. All about the pain.
That's right.
Make Can't it hurt. Grow without pain.
Make it hurt. But no, they're actually...
Have you ever chugged a lambic?
No, God.
Because
no.
I may have to.
No, you know, and I don't think... You wouldn't have a hard time chugging them. But you wouldn't want to chug more than one.
Yeah, I see there are small bottles you have over there, which is great.
It's not even that. They're not offensive, but they can be overly sweet.
Is it like, Kool-Aid with alcohol in it? Sudsy Kool-Aid with alcohol? That's
Sudsy Kool-Aid, yeah.
They're
pretty well carbonated, but...
We've got friends of ours that talk those up all the time and love them, but you know what? I just can't... Maybe it's me. I just can't get into that style.
The Frambois, the raspberry lambic's actually a really tasty product. I like to compare it to drinking a...
It doesn't sound very manly.
Oh, it's not.
Can I have a lambic? That'd be great.
Well, asking for anything French doesn't really sound very manly to begin with, so.
Yeah. Not even that. Just, can I have a wheat? That'd be special.
But.
All right, we'll chop this shit out of that one.
That's good.
So, Bill, what are your hours of operation for all the local folks?
Monday through Friday, we are open from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m., with the exception of that being on sampling nights. Thursday nights we stay open until 9 p.m. because our samplings are from 6 to 8. And that's every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. as a complimentary beer samplings here at Three Sons. On the weekends,
free beer is good beer.
Free beer is the best kind of beer. Yeah. Even if you don't like it, it's
unless
still
you
good
do
beer.
A barley wine sampling, then you know, I don't know about that. We'll have to see.
We actually did a barley wine sampling.
Glad I missed that. Sick Puppy missed that one.
But and on the weekends, on Saturday and Sunday, we're open from 11 p.m. or 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
God bless you for being open on a Sunday with beer.
Well, you know, we weren't open on Sundays for the longest time.
You guys just recently did that.
We
huh?
just recently started opening up. We did it for the summer hours. We'll probably continue into the fall because we're looking at possibly doing some football activity.
Yeah, right.
We've got a big screen TV in the back. So
nice.
We're looking forward to kind of having a bigger festival atmosphere.
Right, yeah.
Getting our party on at the Three Sons for a Steeler game.
Getting a party on.
But,
yeah, Three Sons is a great place to be, man. We love it.
Well, you guys are...
You guys are the best.
More than welcome to come back anytime. We look forward to seeing you guys here.
Yeah, it's a pretty safe place to be. I mean, Sick Puppy hasn't been kicked out yet, so...
Nor has he been arrested here.
Yeah, so...
No bouncer at the door. No cover charge.
It's all good, man.
Let
Sick
me just
Puppy
tell you.
Is safe at Three Sons Dogs and Suds.
The beautiful thing about Three Sons Dogs and Suds is you're definitely not paying for atmosphere. You can go out.
Especially when Spoon and Sick Puppy are here. You can throw that out the window.
Well, you know, not only that, but, you know, we what we lack in the restaurant style atmosphere and the looks, both personal and business, we make up for in. Decreasing the price of your beer, so you're gonna find that it's a reasonable place to come and drink.
Oh yeah, and I mean, since we've been starting to come here, I mean, you guys are knowledgeable about the beers, which is great, and some places aren't.
We get more and more knowledgeable every day.
Yeah,
so, you know, we get force fed the information sometimes.
Friendly crew here, man. You can't go wrong.
But we enjoy the work. That's probably the best part about it.
Yeah, I think that's key. I think
we got a long history in beer. We love beer.
So do we, but that's not a good history.
Mine's not so much related to my liver, though. That's a little different.
They're just more business related. Mine's more related to a hospital visit.
But, you know, and we enjoy having the crowd. I mean, we found that most of the people that come down here are true beer
drinkers.
Good
crew of people that come and show up here, right?
It's one of the few places where you can come on a Thursday night and sit down and taste test. Whatever. Some beers.
Taste test.
The word of the day is taste test. You can taste test some beers with a knowledgeable crowd. It's a fairly inoffensive group other than Spoon and Sick Puppy. So it's a nice atmosphere.
I think one thing we forgot to mention, which is great and I love, is you guys have an outdoor patio.
Absolutely.
Or a sidewalk with tables on it.
Which
however you want to look at it.
Constitutes a patio in my
book. I'll call that an outdoor patio. All right.
More or less, you can go outside and sit and drink your beer. You can follow the length of our property line as long as you don't get into your car or into the parking lot. We're pretty much okay with you standing outside drinking your beer.
Right. That's as long as you're not wandering around. Yeah.
Exactly. That's good for both us and you.
We also have wireless internet access here. We allow people to kind of hack into our wireless internet access. As long as you're not hacking into the server, that's okay with
hack
us.
Hack is a strong word.
All right, yeah. Tap in. You can access our wireless internet access and bring in your laptop. I mean, we tell people it's a great place to come and finish your business for the day. Hey, you're not done with work, bring your laptop, your cell phone, and come have a beer and do the rest of your work in style.
Sick Puppy and Spoon do not come here for lunch and then go back to work.
I've never seen them here during a lunch hour.
Just a little disclaimer there. All right, Bill, I think me and Spoon are going to chug down a few more beers before you guys get out of here for the evening.
I got to do some work around here, you know.
Yeah, he's going to clean up and kick us out of here in about 20 minutes. So thanks for talking to us, Bill. Appreciate it, man. All right, Spoon is back. And we are now going to review the Reaper Ale Mortality Stout.
Nice, death-looking bottle.
Do you dare? It's got a skull on the front with a little bit of fangage going on and a crow sitting on his head with red eyes, man. It's a pretty evil-looking bottle. Chud would be proud.
All right, so is that their theme, Do You Dare?
Yeah, that's their slogan. But check out their website, man. They got a bunch of evil-looking stories and like stories about the Grim Reaper. And it's a pretty cool website, man.
All right, so they say, you know, Do You Dare? We've got Stone Brewery says, are you, you know, you're not worthy.
You're not worthy. They're going for that whole evil theme.
I'm sensing a lot of negativity in this group.
I've had their ale before, and I really liked it. I was kind of surprised.
This is my first time trying a Reaper.
And we're trying the stout. Nice.
Yeah.
So here we go, man. I'm pouring mine.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Look at that.
Got some good head forming on already, man.
Looks like black tar.
Yeah, it does. I guess we be daring.
We be daring.
Spoon can't even hold on to his glass. He be dropping.
Yeah, blow me where the Pampers is.
Kiss me where it smells funny.
Oh, look at that. That is beautiful.
It's got a nice head to it. Good color. Pretty dark. How's the aroma?
Oh, man.
Oh, that smells awesome.
That is beautiful.
I was
going
to move for a stout, too, Spoon. So
that's a good chocolate.
Yeah, it does have a chocolatey smell to it, doesn't it? Well, let's give it a shot, man. Cheers, bro.
Cheers.
Oh, that's thick. Oh, God, is that good. And a chocolatey coffee taste to it. It's way better than I expected, man. What do you think?
The one thing that I like with this is I'm not a big coffee drinker, so I didn't really notice the
coffee.
Yeah,
see,
at first.
I am, so that screams at me when I taste that.
I didn't notice the coffee flavor at first, but once it went down, yeah, and the aftertaste
is coffee. Yeah, it's got a chocolatey taste to it as well.
Actually reminds me of a iced mocha.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. This is 7.5% alcohol by volume.
And you know what volume is? Open up on the internet.
If you want to check out the website, it's reaperale.com. It's pretty cool. They got little stories on there about the Reaper, and it looks pretty evil.
Yeah, it is a pretty cool-looking bottle.
Yeah, I like it, man. I'm kind of surprised. I didn't think it was going to be that good, really.
I wonder if this is big in Baltimore. Reason being,
why do you say that?
Crow. The Raven. Edgar Allan Poe, the foe.
Is that even sold in Baltimore? I don't know.
I'm looking at the side of this. I'm trying to see.
Like I said, I've had the ale before, and I was really surprised by it, and pleasantly surprised at that. It was pretty good, man. All right, this is going to be our last review of the evening with the Reaper Ale Mortality. Last review of the inning for our Mortality Stout, because we're going to get kicked out of Three Sons, Dogs, and Suds here real soon. They're closing up at 8 o'clock.
And we've had quite a bit to drink.
Yeah.
And there's still plenty more to go. That's why the ride's here.
I might have them take me home.
Why don't you just put a bunk up in the back room?
I probably should. Help them pay their rent.
See? That would work. I'm kind of curious. What's behind the green door? For all of you,
it says no smoking back there.
For all of you 70s pornography aficionados, you will say, "I know what's behind the green door."
I made Linda Lovelace gag.
I have it on VHS.
All
right. Beta.
This review is going nowhere, yeah, so we're just going to finish the beers. We're done. And I'm going to just get rid of this and get a six-pack to go and off like a prom dress. This has been Sick Puppy.
And Father Spoon.
Coming at you with another beer review.
With our sidekick, Bill.
Yes, from Three Sons, Dogs, and Suds. Our first live, not live.
Well, we're live. We're in public.
By the time you hear this, it won't be live. Our first public broadcast.
I think we only offended four people. Only four people walked away from tonight.
People coming around the corner seeing us with headphones and microphones and running away.
Run away, run away. It's the French, run away.
So I guess this is going to be a Beer Nuts episode.
Probably.
And we out.
Later.
Kill yourself.